Bitch, look, I got that 30 on that bitch, nigga.
Yeah, fuck y'all, nigga.
Damn. There is a video. It's flying around of this kid. He's rapping, and he takes a gun. He's fucking around with a gun. And he puts it to his head, and it goes, bam, he falls over, and he dies, and everyone was assuming it was fake because not that many people shoot themselves in the head and then post the video to their social media. But no, it's real. It's a real video. This dude, what is this? I think this term I'm going to use, this craniumed himself. And what happened was he was shooting a live stream. That's how the video got out. So it wasn't an elaborate fake or a hoax. I thought it was a scam to get a go, because immediately a GoFundMe went up. And I was sitting there going, oh, that's weird. This couldn't possibly be a scam where some dude pretends to shoot himself on the head and then they try to raise a bunch of money on the inner zones. Then I was all upset. I was like, you fucking scam artist. But no, there's news articles and everything. Like, this fucking kid shot himself live during a live stream fucking around with a gun. This is the family of Rilo Huncho, the rap artist who accidentally craniumed himself on a live stream. The family is now asking for people to pay for the expenses. This is, hello, my aunt recently lost her 17-year-old son from a self-inflicted gun wound to the head. He was her only son. She was a single parent but took care of her son the best that she could. Suicide slash accidental was the cause of his death. I don't think it was suicide. He did not mean to do it. And he's fucking around with the gun. All the lefties are all concerned about my guns. They're all concerned about conservatives' guns, MAGA's guns. MAGA guns, all of them, and there's millions, hundreds of millions of our guns. We have shot and killed way less people than Alec Baldwin. Don't be so concerned about our guns. Be concerned about 17-year-olds getting guns with filed off serial numbers, doing stupid shit on live streams, and shooting themselves in the fucking head. Oh, you don't want to be worried about that, huh? And you can't blame white people for this, so yeah, you don't want to talk about it. Fucking insane. That video's crazy. Oh man, and knowing that it's real, it's even crazier. The amount of dead people, boys, that I have seen on Twitter or X over the last few years has definitely chipped away at my soul. And so I would suggest that you don't go look at it, but if you have seen it and you're wondering, or if you're, you know, throwing around and say, that's fake. No, it's real. It's real. That kid shot himself in the head during a live stream. Where was his live stream? Was it on Facebook? You guys gonna go after Facebook? They're all upset at X or Twitter, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Meanwhile, you can buy black people on Facebook. They are trafficking children on Facebook. Facebook don't do anything about all this kid porn on Facebook. And 17-year-old rappers are shooting themselves in the head on Facebook. Anything? No? No? You want to keep going after Elon Musk? It's weird. So you guys only seem to go after people who are a political threat to the establishment. But, wow, there you go. Holy balls. Holy balls. That's Ian Miles Chong over here with some receipts. And so, fucking hell. Again, it's weird. I see a lot of kids in Chicago waving around Mac-10s. But you're all concerned about conservative guns. Go fuck yourself, assholes. And I'm going to buy more. All right. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. We kept up to date with 17-year-olds shooting themselves in the head on live streams. Oh, damn. Hit that subscribe button and make why. Because assault must flow.